In 2010, at Texas Tech University, a fifth-year graduate student synthesizing an energetic compound, a nickel hydrazine perchlorate derivative, lost three fingers and sustained various other injuries when the compound he was mixing detonated. The student had no formal training working with energetics and had minimal experience creating the compound in smaller quantities. There was no safety operating procedure or formal training in place for working with this compound. The lab personnel relied on word-of-mouth training, which is rarely effective.